A new place, a new home. For a while, let me feel alive. Nothing to hold me back. Take my time, just enjoy.
Hi, I am Imani Riggs, and I created this safe space to share my story, my truth while on a journey to self-acceptance, self-love, and self-expression, and figuring out what truly makes me happy, to show others that it is safe and possible to do so. We are healing together, so grab a notebook, a pen, and maybe some tissue. This is Letters to Myself. This is my story.
Welcome back to another episode. So I don't have the fancy technology today. I am inside the car at work to make this little episode, and basically this episode is focused around faith. God has been doing his big one for me this year, and during this year we have went through a lot of storms. And when you're in the middle of the storm, you have like two options. You can, you know, let the storm overpower you, or you can like stand knowing that once the storm clears, something good is going to come from the storm. But like when the storm is attacking, you get a little sunshine, storm again, you see a little bit more sun. It can be very intimidating until you get past some storms, and then you start seeing or making connection, like connecting the dots, and you realize like, dang, God has really been like paving the way. Or even, for instance, me journaling and, you know, having this vision and finally seeing the vision come to life is like, it's mind-blowing. It's amazing how God guide you towards something, and you have to like step out on that leap of faith. And once you step out, you're like mind blown, because you realize that like he guided you, but you had to take that, you know, that step. And then once you took that step, you saw how many doors opened. Because there's this example, there's a door that you have to pull. There's a door that, you know, like the rotating doors that you have to push a little bit to walk through. And then there's that automatic door that opens by itself. And like, I've been getting all three. Some of them I have to do like manual labor and work hard for it. There are some where it requires me to just at least stand or have that confidence and faith and knowing that like God is going to provide. And there are some that just, I'm over here minding my business, look to the left and the door is opening. I am in a different career field. I changed jobs, so I'm back being a full-time hairstylist. Love that for me. It was hard to close that chapter, and I'm content. I think that was my biggest struggle, of not knowing if I was making the right decision. And that's when I had to be like, okay, like, you either gonna do it or you're not. And if you're not gonna do it, you know what comes with it. Like, you're stuck here. But if you do decide to close this chapter, you have to trust that God is going to provide for you and your family. So I closed the chapter, and since I closed that chapter and closed that door, so many just, I'm in different rooms that I never imagined to be in. People are sitting in my chair, and it's like they are heaven sent from God. And it's creepy, because it's one thing when you have one client and, you know, they get to talking to you, and like some of the stuff that they saying is like, okay, like, lady, this what you saying is eating. But then when you start getting like 3-4 clients and they're literally aligned on the same path that you are, like, it's kind of, I'm not gonna say freaky, but it's freaky, because it's like, God, you are revealing yourself. And that's what I pray that God reveals himself. So when he end up actually revealing himself, I'm like, okay, I see it's you. Thank you. You're working. But in the midst of having faith, the devil will try to attack you and knock you off your pedestal. Just as much as I'm getting all these blessings, I'm also getting the devil trying to take or make me feel like I'm not capable of being this, or, you know, doing that. Like, he's trying to play my games and make me feel like I'm not worthy of being in the position that I am in, knowing full well I'm capable, you know, and have the credentials that I need, or I'm working towards those credentials. And I'm like, it's a full circle of just having that faith. Whatever you do in this life, that faith is what's going to help keep you pushing, keep you trucking, and just, you know. So I just want to let y'all know that your girl is still going through life. It's a lot more that I have to talk about, but I just wanted to update y'all and let y'all know that I am alive, I am well, I am healthy. And until we talk again, I hope you have your faith in check.
I was in the dark against it all, but made it through the day, cause I found my way. I found my way. In bad times, I know I'll be okay, cause I found my way.
That brings us to the end of another episode. If you are hearing this message, you listened to this in its entirety, and for that, I would like to thank you. I hope you enjoyed this letter. If you did, please share with a friend that could benefit from this podcast. I can't wait to talk to you on the next entry.